Carmine, and this is Carmine Sarazin Photography Podcast Number 1. Well, I'm back. There was a period of about 3 or 4 months at the beginning of the year where I was putting out a podcast, a 30-minute podcast, about minimum one time a week, possibly two times a week. I gave it a little run there, you know, giving it a test run to see what I wanted to talk about, time, length, format, and equipment. And when I did my first, I want to say my first 8 podcasts, which were about 30 minutes long, I recorded them right on my computer and, you know, used the onboard mic, and it sounded pretty bad. So, you know, I tend to get really aggro when things aren't like perfect. And it's probably why I've ended up working for myself, because if I can't control everything and everything isn't perfect, I tend to be sidetracked and unmotivated. So, I took into account, what I learned. And usually, 9 times out of 10, things that I try fail. And that's not because, that's just how things go. That's how you learn. Now, I'd rather learn from doing things right the first time, but that's not the kind of person that I am. And I don't really think many people are like that. So I took a little time off of doing the podcasting, and I set out, I did about 8 podcasts. I figured out what worked, what didn't work. For me, having a website and having a blog really has taught me how to write. I didn't actually know how to write grammatically until I started writing posts. What I would do is I would post pictures. You know, I would shoot a job, I'd post the pictures, and I'd write a little flub, whatever. You know, this is this, this is that. And what I started to notice when I would go to hit publish was that I had no idea how to write. I just didn't understand how to put a sentence together, how not to speak in past tense. I started to really like writing, and I'm always looking for new ways to add content. And although I don't have many readers, and I have a hard time being consistent, I started recently to realize that I really like podcasting. I don't like writing as much. I only do the writing because it was a way for me to post something and have people to keep looking at my work. Now, what I'm starting to realize is that I'm a lot stronger with the podcasting. I'm not saying I have a good radio voice, or I'm not saying the content that I'm sharing is groundbreaking, or that even that I have listeners. But it also kind of surprised me that I would get messages from people on Facebook or emails saying, "Hey man, I listened to the podcast. I really like what you said about this." And for me, I'm only trying to reach people that I know that maybe don't look at my work or haven't seen in a long time. And maybe they hear something on the podcast and then they say, "Oh, well, you know, they have a friend that's looking for someone," and they say, "You know what? I have a friend. His name's Carmine. Just listen to his podcast. He's shooting a lot of weddings. He's shooting commercial work. Give him a call." That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything more than that. I have a new format for the website. I'm not going to be posting as many written articles because I don't like to do it. And if I don't like to do it, I'm going to tend to do it less. And for me, it's a lot easier for me to post 2 podcasts a week and post some new work that I just shot. It's just easier for me. It's on the fly. And as it happens, I just got a new I just purchased a Zoom 4HN, which is this dope little recorder. It's a little audio recorder. It has a stereo mic, a mono, and it has four you can record four tracks right into it. I love it. It's my first recording with it, I'm giving it a whirl. I can already tell that the audio is improved vastly. So that's what's going on with the blog and with the website. So I just wanted to recap on that and kind of let you know what was going on this summer. I came home for, well, let me go back a little farther. Back in February, I had been living in Pittsburgh for 2 years, and I started to realize that I just really didn't love it in Pittsburgh. It's where all my family's from. I moved back there a couple years ago because I felt like I missed it. I felt like I missed my family and my friends. And what I started to realize when I got home was, I love everybody here, but I had started a new life in Florida. So in February, I moved back to Florida. And quickly, when I got moved back to Florida, I started to get some good clients. I started to meet a lot of good people. I started to get some really good opportunities, to shoot new work, shoot fun work, shoot work that I wanted to shoot, which in my experience, shooting work that you love always turns into shooting work that you get paid for that you love. Now, this isn't to say that I didn't have to shoot 100 terrible jobs to get one good job. That's just how it works. So when I got back to Florida, I started training at a new CrossFit gym, and I started getting shooting a lot of images there, and that may possibly turn into some more work. And I love it. I love doing it. I love the people there. And I started shooting a few jobs in Miami, and now I've been speaking to a woman that owns a studio in Miami about getting a job for this photo season, because the photo season in Miami goes from late October to, I want to say, April. And that's when all the fashion advertising commercial work goes on there, because people in New York, 20 below weather up there, they can't shoot up there. Everybody flies to Miami. And now, a couple years ago, when I started thinking about shooting professionally and making money on it, historically, people will tell you that you should go to school. And then when you get out of school, you should work for a photographer and be an assistant and then be a studio manager and then start shooting your own work. Unfortunately, nobody would hire me a couple years ago. And so I skipped the whole school, skipped the working for somebody else, and I started booking my own jobs, which, a lot of people do these days, it's so much easier to get your work out there. And I started to realize that if I wanted to make something happen, I couldn't wait around for someone to hire me. It just wasn't going to happen. Nobody was going to hire me. I didn't know anything. And I still don't know much. And that's why I want to work in a studio this winter, because I want to learn more about gear. I want to learn more about video. I want to learn. My problem is I want to learn so much, and there's only 24 hours in a day. And that's, and sometimes I feel like I really wish I would have had that attitude in my early 20s or when I was a teenager in high school, but I didn't. I didn't start thinking this way until I was about 28 years old, and I'm 31 now, and I'm trying to make the most of it. So I think this winter is going to be pretty busy. I think I'm going to book a lot of cool jobs. I'm going to work for a lot of cool people. And so let me back up. After I moved to Florida, I was there for a couple months, and I was really starting to love it there. And my best friend was getting married, so I came back to Pittsburgh, and I was back in Pittsburgh for a week. The cool thing about being single and not having much tying me down is that I can literally pick up and go and do whatever I want. And that's kind of what I did this summer. I picked up, went all over the country, made a lot of new photographs, saw a lot of music. I had an interesting summer. I was in some crazy torrential downpours. I saw some beautiful places, some I was everywhere from Toronto to Maryland to Portland, Washington, California, Tahoe. I was all over the place, and Tahoe was a badass place, man. That place, I didn't even know about it. I discovered that place this summer. Everyone had been talking about it, but it, you know how people will talk about something? It's almost like the new car thing. Like, you never notice a car, but when you buy that car, you start noticing them everywhere. And it was like, I've been hearing about Tahoe for so long, and what it's, you know, heavenly and skiing and vacationing there in the summer, and it just went one in one ear and out the other. And when I got there this summer, I was literally blown away about how beautiful it was, and it looked like the Caribbean in the middle of the mountains. It was breathtaking. So I had the chance to do some really cool stuff this summer, and but this is how I'm starting to think. I'm starting to think more like a business person and less like what I think I am is a child. I still think of myself as a child. And after about a month being gone, I started to realize that if I want to travel, which is what I really want to do, and I want to do make a living out of it, I actually need to have a home base from which to operate from. And I have just really started to realize that how much I love South Florida and how much it had to offer me and how much I had to offer South Florida. So I made my way back there a couple weeks ago, and it's been kind of rough. Due to the fact that I just kind of pick up and go, and I basically live out of a backpack or out of my car a lot of the times. And I just shoot jobs as I go. I got back to Florida. I didn't have anywhere to go, and I slept on my friend's couch for 3 weeks, and he was really cool about it. I'm sure he wanted me to leave about a week into it. You know how it is. It's you have your own place. It's just how it is. So I'm in the process of getting a new apartment and kind of setting up shop and trying to make some cool stuff happen this winter. But for right now, I'm up in Pittsburgh, and I'm shooting a couple weddings, and I've had a really good time at the end of this wedding season. And it's weird how weddings have worked for me. Weddings are really the last thing that I ever targeted people to shoot. It was never really in my marketing campaign, and it just kind of works out that way. If I go and shoot a new landscape or a new portrait, or I shoot a CrossFit workout, I always get work out of it. I always get someone that says, "Hey, I really loved your work. Do you shoot this?" And I say, "Yeah, why not? Let's go do it. You know, when can we meet?" Because why not? You know, if people like my work and I can make money doing it, I'll do it. I like to hang out with people and their families and you know, little kids. I kind of get them. So, let me pull up these notes. What I started to do at the end of my first round of testing podcasting was that I would write notes down, because I have what people like to call a bad case of ADHD, and I'm just a space cadet. So, these weddings that I've been shooting up in Pennsylvania, I just shot one in Florida, and then I came up to Pennsylvania to shoot a couple. And the weather is perfect up here right now. The leaves are changing, and I can do about 2 weeks, and then I like to get back to my home base, and that's my plan. And when I was just in Florida, I had the best opportunity come up. And it was, I got health insurance, and Palm Beach County is the only place in Florida. It's the only county in Florida that offers this like super affordable health care, and it's basically free. And so I've been seeing a lot of doctors, and I'm really, really grateful that I can see, you know, right around this time that this Obamacare thing is happening, which, you know, I mean, you can have people have so many different opinions on it, and I think you know, for someone who, you know, comes from a, I would say, a conservative family, the idea that everybody could get health care affordably sounds good to me, but I'm not educated enough to know what the repercussions are going to be. So I'm just happy that I have the opportunity to go see doctors right now, and because I hadn't seen one in a long time. So I'm going to be up here till next Monday, and then I'm going to be heading back to Florida. And I don't know if you follow the Pittsburgh Pirates right now. I'm not a big sports fan. I don't really like sports at all, actually. The only thing sports that I really watch are the CrossFit games, and I've been watching the CrossFit games for, well, since before they actually televised them. I've been following that, and it's the kind of thing where, like, I'll be like, last night they're airing them on ESPN right now, and it's really cool to watch the how it's evolved from no televised events to televising all of them on ESPN. And you know, the StubHub Center is sold out. I just think that's so cool. And it's the only sport where, while they're doing the workouts and the events, I'm literally like on the edge of my seat. I'm like doing the thrusters with them. I'm like, oh man, it gets my heart pounding, and I love it. And but it's the really the only sport that I like. And if you're a Pittsburgher, or you're a Pittsburgh fan, or you're a fan of the Pirates, it's a really exciting time right now to be a Pirate fan, because they're in the they are in the I don't know, I want to say the first round. They won the wild card game against Cincinnati, and I'm doing a sale on my prints, all my Pittsburgh-based landscape prints right now, for 15% off. So if you guys are you know, interested in one of the prints, contact me for the prices. And whatever the price is, I'll knock another 15% off of that. You know, it's the last time that the Pirates had were, I think, even had a winning season was 1992. So that's 21 years ago. I was 10, and I vaguely remember it. I remember Sid Bream. I think Sid Bream had just been traded to the Braves. Like, he was on our team, and then. You know what? I'm hurting my own head. I don't know what I'm talking about. I vaguely remember that. I'm not a sports person. So I'm sure one of the two people that will listen to this will be all pissed off right now, because they're going to be like, no, that's wrong. So I'm just going to leave that go. I really am just trying to get a really good format, and my problem is commitment. I was just having a conversation with my friend Katie yesterday, about, you know, what my main problems are, what I'm, you know, we were just having a conversation, and you know, I was like, you know what my main problem is commitment and consistency. I have a serious problem, committing to anything, like a relationship, a lease, literally living somewhere. Like, I just the idea of being like tied down to one situation, it's just it to me it does I'm just not into it. And it's something that I know that if I work on and get better at, I'll be so much happier if I do that. And so that's like the main thing that I'm working on. And I just got I just got this new Zoom recorder, and I can already tell you that I love it. I love everything about it. I'm gonna really learn how to use it and make the most out of it. And that's one thing that I have been good at. If there's one thing that I've been consistent about in my entire life, I've probably only been consistent about one thing, and that's making better photographs. And now with shooting video and audio and podcasting, but the photography, it's the only thing that I've ever been consistent at and good at. So I mean, the only reason I've ever been good at it is because I was consistent with it. I mean, honestly, 90% of the time I wake up and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, like I am never gonna make it. I'm never gonna make enough money doing this. I'm never gonna book enough clients, and I'm just never gonna make it. Like it's not gonna happen. And then I go out and I shoot something and I post it and I book a job and I'm like, what do I really expect of myself? You know what I mean? The only thing I can expect of myself is to give it my best shot. That's the only thing I can expect from, you know, I sh in I can't really, you know, put too much pressure on myself because at the end of the day, it's just money, it's just a job, and it should be fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's here's a perfect example. I was in Miami about a week and a half ago to shoot a job for a women's lingerie catalog. I was shooting on white seamless. You know, I was tethered to my MacBook, and I had about five women working for this company. And it didn't really seem like anybody was in charge. It seemed like they had a group of girls that had an idea of what they wanted. And apparently they had a bad time with their previous photographer. So everything that I did, they questioned it. They were concerned. And I had to keep reassuring them that, you know, after it's going to look this way now, but it's going to look this way in post-production. And I didn't get paid very much money for this job. And I was really 2 hours into it. My back hurt. I was tired. I was a little agitated. I had way too much caffeine that morning. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, like, I'm not getting paid very much for this. What am I doing this for? And I'm doing it for a referral, or I'm doing it for a good relationship. I'm not doing it for the money. Yeah, the money will help me pay my bills, but relationships, good relationships, will help me to continuously pay my bills. It's not like a one-off situation. So, at the end of the day, it's really about relationships and not a small paycheck, you know? Like a long it's like a long distance race. So I think that's, yeah, we're right about 30, 22 minutes right there. Trying to keep these podcasts to about 25 to 30 minutes. This one may be a little bit shorter. So I'm gonna go ahead and cut it off right there. I just wanted to let you guys know what was going on, what my format is gonna be. I'm gonna try and work out the kinks for the first couple weeks and possibly, you know, just try and figure out the timing, try and figure out the format that I want to do, people that I want to talk to, and I hope everyone has a really good fall. Go Buccos, and I'll talk to you guys soon.